Okay, so this exercise is called riding out the storm. So make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, okay? And just take a few moments with your eyes closed to breathe in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just noticing the natural rhythm of your breath as you breathe in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth, breathing in nice and slow. Good. Good. And so as you continue to breathe nice and deep and slow in through the nose and out through the mouth, I'd like you to bring to mind a recent situation where you felt the strong urge to avoid. You perhaps were feeling overwhelmed, stuck, scared, paralyzed, just overwhelmed. Perhaps you felt that sense of heaviness in your chest or a lump in your throat, a sense of paralysis throughout your body, where you felt just defeated, overwhelmed, stuck, hopeless, helpless. So just bring back to mind a situation where you felt that heaviness, that discouragement, feeling discouraged. Just bring that situation back to mind. Remember how that felt in your body. Some people experience a heaviness. Some people a lump in their throat. Some people feel a paralysis throughout their body from head to toe. They just feel stuck. Some people feel it as an energy, an anxiety, an overwhelm, a sadness, a heaviness. Just take notice of how you felt in your body. Bring the situation back alive in your mind. Remember where you were. Remember what was happening that triggered this experience. What did you experience then? And what are you experiencing now as you recall it? What were you thinking about yourself, about the situation? What names were you calling yourself? What were you saying about yourself, the situation, the future? Sometimes people call themselves names. Stupid, pathetic, useless, dumb. Sometimes they make comments about the future. I can't do this. This will never end. This is no fun. This is useless. Sometimes they make comments about the past. I always fail. I never get it right. I'm never good enough. Sometimes they feel just an overwhelming sense of shame, inadequacy. They feel flawed from head to toe. Sometimes it's more future oriented and they just feel like they'll never get ahead. They'll never figure it out. They'll never get on top of it. So just take a moment as I'm quiet, just to remember in that situation you brought back to mind, what were you saying to yourself? About you, about the situation, about the past, about the future. What was going through your mind? What were you feeling in your body? And then notice, what did you have the urge to do in that situation? Did you have the urge to hide, either metaphorically or practically? To hide in your bed, hide in your room, to shrink down, to avoid? If you could have, would you run away? What urge did you have to do or to not do? Did you have the urge to beat yourself up, to call yourself names, to yell or scream? Some people have the urge to turtle, to pull inside of their shell, to get small, to avoid. Some people have the urge to yell or scream. Some people ruminate over and over and over again, thinking about the situation, feeling more and more anxious or more hopeless. What was the urge that you had in that moment? Notice the wild energy within you. Notice the pounding rain, the thoughts as they batter against you, the emotions welling up within you. Notice the pressure, the tightness, the overwhelm, the heaviness, the anxiety. Where is it located in your body the strongest? Give it a color, give it a shape, give it an energy, give it a movement. Notice the storm of emotion, paralyzing, trapping you, weighing you down. Notice that wild energy. Give it a color, give it a shape, give it a movement, give it an energy. And now, take a moment to focus on the idea of fighting that storm. Fighting the storm of emotional shame, overwhelm, stacking, magnifying, self-blaming. The emotional storm and the tendency to avoid, to feel small, to shrink down, making it big and making you small. Embrace the decision to fight that storm. Just sit with that decision. The decision to choose to fight. To stand up. To make yourself big, tall, wide. Spread your arms, spread your legs. Almost as if you're standing at the edge of a cliff. And there's a wind. 160 kilometers an hour. Blowing against you, your arms are spread wide, your legs are bracing you. You can feel the muscles in your legs bracing you. You can feel the wind against your arms, hands flat out facing the wind. The resistance is growing. Open your arms wide, open your legs. This is the time where you're not doing what you've done in the past. You're choosing to not avoid. You're choosing to face the storm, to take it on. You're taking on this wild emotional energy. You're taking on this urge to avoid, to turtle. You're facing it down. Look deeply into your experience now, without trying to fix it, change it in any way, just face it. Find the pain, the hurt, that's driving the storm to new heights. Find that pain. Perhaps it's self-doubt, criticism, shame. Find that pain. Look at it. Breathe. Breathe into it. Breathe nice and deep. Into that self-doubt. Into that criticism. Into that shame. Breathe with it. And bring some kindness to it. Bring some kindness, some compassion, some acceptance, some forgiveness. It's okay. It's okay, you can let it go. You can be kind. You can do your very best. That's all you can do. Bring some kindness, some compassion, breathe into it. Nice deep breath. Breathe some kindness into it. Shake off the shame. Shake off the self-doubt. Just let it be. Let it be and let it go. Notice how the storm of shame, self-doubt, and criticism tries to throw you off track. I should do this. I should have gotten this. I should have done this. All the self-criticism tries to throw you off track in so many helpful ways. The stacking tries to throw you off track in so many unhelpful ways. Just stay with it. Bring compassion, forgiveness, kindness. Let go of the disappointment. Let go of the criticism. Let it float behind you. Let the wind blow it past you. Bring kindness and curiosity to your energy, to the pain. The same kind of kindness you would show towards a friend in pain. Same kind of kindness if your friend was overwhelmed, struggling, full of self-doubt. Breathe into it and let the wind pass it by. Notice how the storm front within you is moving on. Notice things beginning to quiet. As you notice the emotions, notice the tendency. Allow them to be there. Breathe into them. Bring some kindness to it. It just passes by. Rest in this stillness now as you breathe deep. And just take a moment as you continue to breathe deep. Reminding yourself, you'll do your best. You'll do the best you can do, and that's all that matters. You'll do what you can, one moment at a time. You'll focus on that moment. You'll bring your very best to that moment, and that's all you can do. You have strengths, you have weaknesses, we all do. All you can do is do the very best you can do with that task at that moment, showing yourself compassion, kindness, doing your best, and then moving on to the next thing, one step at a time, one task at a time, one 15-minute increment at a time, and that's all you can do. In life is just do your very best, the very best that you can do at that time, not worrying so much about what anybody else is doing, as they have different strengths and weaknesses. We're all very different packages of strengths and weaknesses, and it's accepting who you are. And as we can accept our challenges, accept our weaknesses, we grow better at focusing more and more on our strengths and the things that we do well. Our problem solving, our mental flexibility. Whatever that may be, those strengths, we focus more and more on those things, letting go of the things that we may not excel at. We do what we need to do, we do our best, but we understand that we're a package of strengths and weaknesses, focusing more on the things that we do well, focusing less on the things that come difficult for us. We do what we can do, but we let go of them and move on. So whenever you're feeling that shame, that overwhelm, that self-doubt, that self-criticism, whenever you feel that urge to run, to hide, to feel paralyzed, to avoid, you'll remember this exercise, standing firm in the emotional storm. Remember to connect with what you're feeling. Connect with what you're thinking about you in the situation. Connect with that urge to run, to avoid, to hide. And instead, spread yourself wide, metaphorically and sometimes practically. Breathe into the pain. Breathe into the avoidance, the shame, the overwhelm. Let it be. Breathe into it and let it pass you by. Bringing compassion, kindness, forgiveness to the experience. Focusing on your strengths, the things you can do well, the things you'll do your best, and what you'll do next. One step at a time, each 15-minute increment at a time, focusing on what you're doing now, not worrying about the next, and not worrying about the last, putting that behind you. You can ride the emotional storm. You can climb the ladder of challenges, one hurdle at a time, jumping them, one hurdle at a time. So take a moment to envision yourself jumping hurdles, one hurdle at a time. Feel the feeling jumping, and then looking back periodically, noticing how many hurdles you've jumped over. And all these hurdles could represent 15 increments of a task. They could represent one task, one assignment, one test, however you conceptualize it. Just look back. Look back and see how many hurdles you've jumped over. See how far you've come. Feel that sense of accomplishment, that sense of mastery, one hurdle at a time. That's all we can do, anything. One hurdle at a time. One 15-minute homework session at a time. One task at a time. Slowly all those tasks add up to assignment. One assignment at a time. 1 week at a time, 1 month at a time, 1 year at a time. Look back, see how much you've done. Look at how many hurdles would add up to all the years of schooling, all the assignments you've done, all the months in school, all the tests. There's a lot of hurdles you've overcome. And yes, there's many hurdles to come, but you'll tackle them one at a time. So take a moment to envision yourself facing the storms, emotional, physical, scholastic, educational, social, whatever they may be, one hurdle at a time, one task at a time. And you'll see yourself, feel yourself more and more often riding those storms and complimenting yourself and focusing again, moving forward. Every time, what's one thing you'll do differently? What's one thing you'll do differently? Noticing whenever you approach anything in life from a learning, growing perspective, you'll always find ways that you individually can do things differently so that you get better, more effective at managing your style, a style that works best for you. So just take a moment to return back to the room around you, feeling calmer, more relaxed.